When I offer my sweaty hand in greeting, I can see the future. No matter how gently you squeeze, I know when our hands meet, you will crowd my crooked index and pinky fingers against their straight as an arrow brothers, so that my hand looks more like a fin than an appendage perfectly evolved for tying shoelaces or wiping a tear from the red face of the missionary who rode his bicycle under the sun all day to reach my porch. When he takes my hand, he won't find hope or brotherhood or whatever he's looking for. Because I can see the future at times like this, and because I have an unshakable faith in the law of averages, I know when our hands embrace, he'll find proof of natural selection in the shape of my fingers. Evolutionary holdovers from an era of gills when the earth was all aquarium, and some distant relative with sleepy eyes and splayed fins who, tired of being mocked by handsome carp, said, "To hell with it," and climbed out of the sea and across moonlit dunes toward a sandy life. In that moment, he couldn't have predicted 300 million years later, one of his descendants, having long since grown legs, would be belly down on a beach before an ocean that would carry him and his own to the land of Montezuma, to roast in the sun for 4 centuries, where their conversion into dry Catholics would be so perfect, you would never guess I can't swim to save my life, or anyone else's, or that the sound of a wave pounding a rock makes me nostalgic. You would never know any of this until we met on the street, or you knocked on my door and embraced my hand and felt Galilee on my palm, which you might mistake for nervousness, unless you were familiar with the embarrassment of having the only wet fins at a party, because somewhere in your family there was a pike or two hailing from one of the law schools that under pain of death swam far from the Atlantic or Mediterranean, around both of which I hear shame and fear are still the coins of the realm.